is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Jim McTagg, Lancaster County, the best county in the best state, Pennsylvania. And we're watching this for the economy. Jim is the former Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist. Mr. McTagg, you've been traveling up and down Lancaster talking to store owners and diners, and at the same time observing the shopping at Costco, the best Costco in the nation because it has a hay barn for the Amish. Let's begin with Costco. Now, their earnings came in, and they were very good. Do you see it in the store? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Now, first of all, Lancaster County, I think we've proved it's a bellwether for the economy of the nation. So what do I see this week in Costco? And I've talked to the employees to confirm this. Moderate traffic, unusually moderate. So that means, you know, they're making money. They have people in the stores. The people I saw were not shy about buying, but there were much fewer people than usual. So the checkout lines, I just flew out the door in the checkout line. That's extremely disturbing for a Costco. It just bolsters my opinion that the consumer is running out of gas.
Were the carts filled?
Oh, the carts were filled, but there just wasn't the volume of shoppers that you usually see. So I think it's, you know, the higher end shopper. I think the you know, lower middle class shopper is really squeezed right now, and they've kind of vanished from the store.
There's an opinion, outside opinion, that we have two economies. One is for the dollar store, now a dollar and a half store, and the other is for the Ferrari and BMW crowd. Do you see that in Lancaster?
I do. I actually see three economies. The one you cite, you know, the lower end of the ladder, the Ferrari crowd, and then the gray head crowd, you know, my generation, which is on Social Security, which has 401k funding. You know, the more prosperous members of that group have really been the backbone of this consumer driven economy for the last year.
We turn to more shopping. You dropped by at the furniture store where you've had good conversations before. How was their third quarter?
Their third quarter was gangbusters. They had a big sale recently to clean out their inventory, and it went out the door. But now they're on pins and needles as a new quarter because the traffic has fallen off in the furniture store, much as it has at Costco. And so they're reluctant to load up on inventory. They have to wait and see if the consumer is going to come back as robustly as during the third quarter. I sense that they doubt it, but they're hopeful.
Now, this sounds like somebody turned a switch off, or is it going back to school? What did it, Jim?
I don't know, John. It is like somebody turned off a switch, and maybe it's credit card bills finally arrived home. Maybe hiring is not as robust as it was before, but there just seems to be less foot traffic in retail venues, in restaurants, you name it.
Now, we've talked about how the COVID checks are all spent by the consumer. What I didn't look at is the COVID checks for the municipalities. We go to Lancaster City. What's the problem? Where did the money go?
Yeah, this is a problem that is extant across the country. Lancaster City has a $2 million deficit, largely driven by employee costs. And these employees were hired with Biden stimulus dollars. Well, those stimulus dollars run off this year. So Lancaster has already 20 jobs that it will not refill, but it has to raise real estate taxes 8% this year. And the mayor is saying that they need six more real estate tax increases over the next decade because of projected deficits. She adds that you probably won't see them this year because it's an election. But there are lots of states and municipalities where the Biden stimulus money has run out. They had hired a lot of state and local workers, and they can't pay them anymore. So it's going to be disastrous. Lancaster is a great small city. It's like the Boise, Idaho of Pennsylvania. If you were young, it's walkable. It's cool. It's got great colonial architecture. But if they keep on raising real estate taxes, they're just going to murder the future of that city.
Jim, who told them to hire all those people? What were they thinking?
Politics, John. You know, they were flush with cash. They had to spend it, number one. You know, it was use it or lose it. And so the path of least resistance was to hire up workers. And, you know, that's come back to haunt them.
Yeah, well, they could see what the projections were. Well, all right, fine. I don't want to get too involved. So they need tax hikes for the next, what'd you say, 10 years?
10 years, yes, unless they get a home rule charter, the citizens have to vote on that. That would enable the city to raise income taxes instead of real estate taxes right now because it doesn't have a home rule charter.
Now, you're in a planned community. Did they tell you that they were going to raise taxes when they sold you the house?
Well, I am not in Lancaster City. I am in Lancaster County. So Lancaster County is the most Republican county in the country, but the city is red. It's really liberal. It's a sore point for the people who live in the county. So it's only Lancaster City, which is run by the Democrats, that has this terrible problem. Now, where I live,
they're going to raise money on Lancaster City, not on you.
Yeah, on Lancaster City, which is a shame because, like I said, it's a fabulous small city, the Boise, Idaho of Pennsylvania. They will just strangle its growth.
All right. It's what happens. And you say that this will discourage young people from moving in. So Lancaster City's on a doom loop, Jim. It's a small doom loop, but it's not positive. Do they have crime problems?
Well, they're... You would laugh if you're from a big city, our crime problem. So today I get a notice that there was a guy stole 2 6-packs of beer from a local convenience store. And then a woman was arrested for stealing $24 of pet food from a dollar store. Now, that might sound minor, but here in God's country, that's a major crime wave. That's another indicator to me that people at the bottom of the economic ladder are really hurting because we've seen an upsurge in this kind of petty shoplifting crime, which otherwise is unusual in Lancaster County.
Well, you know, Jim, how it goes. Today, dog food. Tomorrow, a drug cartel. You know what happens. Okay, the markets. You've been bearish for a year. There are actually other voices now saying, hey, something's wrong. People are not keeping up their car loans, which is the last thing they give up. What's your bearishness into the fourth quarter? We have about a minute.
Well, I've been calling for a recession in 2025, which I think it's a good reason for somebody to lose the election because it's going to be a serious recession. So I see, you know, this stimulus money running off at the state level, taxes going up on everybody, that further squeezes the consumer, and we have a disaster.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor for Barron's Magazine. Now he's in Lancaster County, a novelist. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like 2-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.